Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 60. A Kenosha man is accused of stealing a rental car from outside a 118th Avenue Pleasant Prairie gas station convenience store just after 2 o'clock this morning. As a California man and his teenage son were inside the store, and his 9-year-old son was sleeping in the back seat of the vehicle. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The vehicle rented from O'Hare Airport became the instant subject of a frantic search by Pleasant Prairie police and surrounding law enforcement agencies. The man's cell phone pinged at one point to reveal the SUV near downtown Kenosha. The Lake County Sheriff's Office, though, eventually contacted, and deputies spotted that vehicle in Lincolnshire near I-94 and Route 22. Pursuit was stopped at I-294 north of Toohey Avenue in Des Plaines. The 9-year-old boy in the back seat still asleep, according to a news release. 58-year-old Michael Newhouse of Kenosha taken into custody. Charges of aggravated fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, endangering the life of a child, and numerous traffic offenses. The Kenosha DA's office may file some additional charges. Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
In Wauwatosa, an officer involved shooting death is under investigation. The officer was on routine patrol and about 3 a.m. spotted a suspicious vehicle in the lot from Madison Park. Upon approaching the vehicle, the officer observed a man inside and then spotted a gun. The officer drew his weapon and at some point soon after shot the man, who later died at Frederick Hospital. The officer has been placed on administrative leave and the Milwaukee Police Department will conduct the investigation. The Racine Common Council this week approved a redevelopment authority recommendation, supported by the Finance Committee, for a $150,000 grant to fund the Racine Redevelopment Partnership and their activities as a community housing development organization. The group's Joe Heck told Alderman, the goal of RRP is implementation of the housing and economic development components of the Uptown Strategic Plan, which he noted the council approved last year.
The city has planned to work. Now we're prepared to help you work the plan. The Great Recession is over and investors are starting to look at cities like Racine again. It's an exciting time, a time to get in the game.
Heck said the partnership's organizational structure is based on models that have successfully attracted hundreds of millions of dollars in both public and private investments across the state and the Midwest. Two Uptown residents voiced support for the funding recommendation, which the council approved unanimously. It's liquor license renewal time around southeast Wisconsin, and while the vast majority sail through the process without a problem, a few get the attention of local officials, like in Mount Pleasant, where village leaders had some not-so-complimentary things to say about recent problems tying up police and other resources at Los Cantaritos in the 2400 block of Racine Street. During a meeting of the Finance Legal License Committee, management was put on notice about correcting problems with large and sometimes unruly crowds, noise, garbage, and locked fire exits. The facility caters to the hip-hop crowd. The committee recommended license renewal, but with a stipulation about improving conditions and a status review next month. The Pleasant Prairie Village Board this week voted to create a new ordinance establishing a central location for the counting of absentee ballots at election time. Village officials say the goal is to both improve and streamline the process of counting what's become an increasing number of absentee votes by creating one location instead of multiple sites. Clerk Jane Romanowski tells the Kenosha News this would allow her poll workers to focus on Election Day voters, which is similar to what's taking place in other municipalities across the state. Don't be drunk, don't be high, don't get arrested, and don't look at porn. The basic new rules for state workers in Wisconsin. Governor Walker's administration unveiled the post-civil service requirements. State workers can now be fired for those reasons and put on a track to lose their jobs for about a half dozen others. The state's old workplace rules for state employees made it much more difficult to terminate workers. Unemployment is down again in Wisconsin, with the Department of Workforce Development reporting 4.2% in May, the lowest level since March of 2001. Racine's 5.9% compared to 7.1% a year ago and dipped below 6% for the first time since November of 2000. However, Racine is still tops in the state, followed by Beloit at 5.5% and Milwaukee at 5.4%. Kenosha's 4.9% May jobless figure compares to 5.4% in April. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.